Dobré odpoledne, vážené dámy a vážení pánové. Vítám vás na tiskové konferenci po skončení pracovního oběda místopředsedů vlád a ministru zahraničních věcí pana Karla Schwarzenberga a pana Viktora Liebermana. Poprosím o úvodní slovo místopředsedu vlády a ministra zahraničních věcí pana Karla Schwarzenberga.
Dámy a pánové, překvapím, zjišťuji, kolik vás dneska přišlo. V minulých tiskovkách, když byli jiné návštěvy, tolik vás nebylo, ale s radostí vás tady vítám. Je to pro nás velmi významná návštěva, že v těchto dnech, kde, jak víme, probíhají velmi složitá jednání o sjednání míru na Blízkém východě, jak známo, premiér Netanyahu jedná s prezident Abbasem a s pomocí boží pokračují ty rozhovory přece jenom pomalu, ale dobře. A že v těchto dnech přijel minister zahraničí Izraele k nám, je obzvláštní vyznamenání. My se netajíme tím, že Česká republika byla, je a zůstává spojencem Izraele v mezinárodní politice a v Evropě. Je to jeden z zásadních tahů, zásadních rysů české zahraniční politiky, neboť nás spojuje leckým společný osud, taky společný zájem, společné zásadní hodnoty. My jsme měli celkem velmi dobré rozhovory, kde jsme probrali situaci jak na mezinárodním poli, tak v Evropě, jak pan ministr taky líčil, jak probíhají jednání. Probíhali jsme samozřejmě taky situaci na Blízkém východě. Krátce dobře, to byly velmi zajímavé rozhovory. To jenom zkratce, abyste věděli, o čem jsme mluvili, ale teď bych rád přenechal slovo mému hostu.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate the Czech Republic as our one of the best and reliable friends. And in this case, it was very important for me to give the information from the first hands about the direct talks, about the process between us and the Palestinians. The same we discussed many bilateral issues, and we agreed about the first visit of Prime Minister of Israel to Czech Republic in the next year. We discussed also the issues related to EU in our relations, and maybe some positive incentives from EU to Israel, like a new action plan and upgrading our relations with EU. And also we discussed, of course, about the situation in the Middle East and the future of the Middle East. And of course, the Iranian issue, and I think it was very important, very friendly, very open discussion, and we will continue our contacts and our talks in the near future. Thank you.
Nyní poprosím o několik dotazů, vzhledem k tomu, že je nedostatek času, prosím o maximální stručnost. Děkuji. Prosím.
Janíček, good morning. Mr. Lieberman, yesterday you proposed trading of sections of Israel where Arab citizens live for West Bank settlements as part of any possible deal, peace deal with the Palestinians. I would like to know, was this just your personal opinion, or does it represent an official government policy? Thank you.
I think that I understand your question, but my personal opinion for many years that we must change the approach to our relations with the Palestinians. We have experience for 17 years since we signed an Oslo agreement, and we have a long experience with these negotiations, and we really made all gestures of goodwill, and we had very nice person with very good intentions, Yitzhak Rabin and Shimon Peres and Ariel Sharon and Ehud Olmert and Tzipi Livni and Ehud Barak. We had meetings in Camp David between Ehud Barak as Prime Minister and President Clinton and Arafat, and we had in Annapolis the meetings between Ehud Olmert and Mahmoud Abbas and Bush, and still we're in the deadlock. I think that the basic principle of our negotiations must be not peace, not land for peace, but exchanging of territory and population to create two national states. I don't think that idea that we will establish a Palestinian, homogenic Palestinian state even without one Jew in Israel will become a national state with more than 20% of minorities can be a real solution, stable long-term solution. This is an idea. It's my, of course, I want to stress it's my personal view. It's not official position of our government.
Prosím, další dotaz.
Hi. Jana Ridvanová from Deník Referendum. Mr. Lieberman, over the decades of the illegal Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories, Israel ignored dozens of the UN resolutions. Lately, after the military operation cast led, the UN fact-finding mission found that Israel committed massive war crimes, possibly crimes against humanity. Israel used white phosphorus on the civilians in Gaza, punished and terrorized the civilian population of Gaza. That's what the UN report says. Mr. Lieberman, do you consider Israel to be above the international law? Thank you.
Yes, you know, it's so prejudiced view in your question that I think that any answer is something will be unnecessary. But you know what I can say, that in all Middle East you have only one democratic country, it's the State of Israel. I think that you have many misunderstandings and a lot of prejudice regarding the situation. I think that even regarding the settlements, you don't know the matter, and you are speaking about the fact that doesn't exist. I think that, you know, the vision that the settlements, they are obstacle to peace, it's really biggest misunderstanding. We established our country in 48. Between 48 and 67, during the 19 years, we didn't have even one settlement. And Tsar well controlled all this territory for 19 years. Nobody established a Palestinian state, and I didn't remember even one, demand to establish Palestinian state during these 19 years. Opposite is true. We signed two peace agreements with Egypt and with Jordan despite the settlements. And of course, we undertook the disengagement, unilateral disengagement. We evacuated 23 flourishing settlements, and we evacuated 10,000 Jews from Gaza Strip, and we have now missiles on the road, and Hamas, a terrorist organization in power in Gaza Strip. I think at least you must, you know, to recognize the reality and not to express your personal view and your prejudiced view in your questions and in your opinions. Thank you.
Poslední otázka, prosím.
Petr Zavadil, Česká televize. Dotaz na pana Liebermana. Pane ministře, při květnovém zásahu proti flotile, která směřovala do pásma Gazy, při izraelském zásahu bylo zadrženo i několik evropských novinářů, včetně několika českých, kteří s aktivitami organizátorů neměli nic společného, přesto s nimi bylo nakládáno, jako by byli podezřelí z terorismu, byli zadrženi a byly jim zkonfiskovány všechny věci. Chci se zeptat, jestli je to trend nový v Izraeli, s kterým mají evropští novináři počítat, pokud budou do oblasti směřovat, nebo jestli to byl ojedinělý případ a izraelská vláda zjedná nějakou nápravu.
I think also you must see the effects. We have many ships and many flotillas before the Turkish flotilla without any accidents, without any problems, and without any, you know, clashes. We have after the Turkish flotilla two other ships from Ireland, from Libya, without any problems, without bloodshed, without clashes. Even in the last, in the, this special flotilla, we had six ships. From five boats, people left. Nobody, you know, without any problems. Everybody was deported to his country. Only on Turkish boat, it was really it was a clash, it was a bloodshed, because it was a ship that organizers were people from IHH, terrorist organization, not only in Israel. For example, in Germany, they outlawed this organization and recognized this organization as a terrorist organization, not because of Israel, because they have enough information and facts about their involvement in terrorist activity. The same, you know, one of the activists was in Turkish prison, set in Turkish prison, because was involved in hijacking of the Russian boat in the Black Sea and taking hostages. And it's clear that they prepared the bloodshed. It was their intention from the beginning to create this provocation. And I think, like, you know, all sovereign country, we don't abide by any diminishment of our sovereignty, neither now nor in the future. I think about the treatment, I don't know about any problems with journalist, only with this terrorist activist that really were involved in violence.
Děkuji za vaše dotazy. Tisková konference skončila. Přeji hezké odpoledne.